Pro-life leaders and anti-euthanasia activists are meeting Wednesday evening in Rome to remember the death of Eluana Englaro, a severely disabled woman who died after her father was successful in having her feeding and hydration treatment removed. The case was widely publicized as Italian politicians took opposing sides in the matter, and many church officials pleaded for her life to be spared. It also drew comparisons to the case of Terry Schiavo in the United States, who was also starved to death by court order. The conference is co-sponsored by Human Life International. The acting director of HLI's Rome office, Joseph Meany, told Charles Collins more about the conference.
This conference is put together by three different groups, all of them concerned about defense of human life. In particular, the date chosen, the 9th of February, is the second anniversary of the death of Eluana Englaro here in Italy. So the theme of the conference itself is to cover the issue of euthanasia, particularly here in Italy.
Now, it's also says that it's going to raise awareness and support for an Italian anti-euthanasia bill that's currently circulating in the parliament. Can you tell us a little bit more of the background behind this bill and what it aims to do?
Well, that's correct. The case of Eluana Englaro was a clear case of there being a judicial sort of fiat here in Italy, a little bit like the Terry Schiavo case in the United States, where the judges ruled that she could be starved and dehydrated to death. And so there was clearly a need to pass a law to prevent that from happening in the future. And they actually tried to pass a law while this was occurring for Eluana Englaro, just as they did with Terry Schiavo in the United States. But in the end, it didn't save her life. And so now, with more time, they've been working on putting together a bill that will absolutely guarantee that all patients must be given nutrition and hydration as the minimum ordinary care in medical treatment.
What is the state of the law in Italy right now? I was under the impression that Italy had fairly strong laws dealing with end-of-life issues.
Well, the interesting thing about the law currently is that it does not allow euthanasia in an active sense, but it has been interpreted by the courts that if the individual himself or herself does not want nutrition or hydration, then actually forcing them to have that is a violation of their rights. So what the legislation wants to make very clear now is that if the person is denying nutrition and hydration, that they are not within their full rights to do so. And that would kind of close a loophole that was being used. And, of course, in this case, Eluana was not conscious. So it was others making decisions whether she should be given food and water or not. And that's, of course, where it's most dangerous, is that people who do not have full mental capacities, others will be making decisions for them. So they wanted to make it very clear that in no circumstances can food and water be denied to a patient.
Yeah, this is the second anniversary of Eluana's death. How has this case, it was a very big case when it was going on, is it still in the minds of the Italian people? Does it have the same effect, for example, as the Terry Schiavo case has had on the anti-euthanasia movement in the United States?
I believe so. I mean, it's interesting to hear politicians say that this case has really marked their careers, that they felt so, you know, impotent not being able to save her life, even though they were trying to pass bills and legislations because the courts were making a firm stance. It is interesting. The case in Italy was one of the first times where judicial fiat was used like that to trump Parliament. In the United States, we're fairly, you know, used now to the Supreme Court making all kinds of decisions like this. But in Italy, it's really a new phenomenon. So I think the case itself marked the Italian people, but also the legislators, with a new danger, you know, that the judges themselves could be assuming more power than they are constitutionally allowed to have. And I think for that reason as well, this law has good chances of being passed.